The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
I'm going to push everything I can to get back to these games, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later. And my mindset is just going to be attacking 100% every day. And when this thing's healed up, I expect to see a whole new Bradley Chubb, a whole new animal, a whole new dog. I feel like 2018 was like my last full year healthy, and I feel like when I get done with this, it's going to be 10 times that, and I'm really excited just to see everything that comes full circle.
Bradley Chubb talking to DenverBroncos.com. Reaction to the surgery that will keep him out. This is the opposite, the other ankle, from the one that he had surgery on back in May. Let me ask you about that one, Mark. The team know about the bone chips.
Yeah.
Why wait till May? As you have said, once your body starts producing these bone chips, they become like a bone chip producing factory. They don't just magically disappear, do they?
No.
They're going to have to be taken out. So why wait till May?
No clue.
Okay.
That
speaks volumes right there.
Right. I err on the side of let's be aggressive so I can get to work and, now let's let it calm down and see if it, see if it settles.
Yeah, I heard Tyler talk about this yesterday. Some guys just say, hey, surgery's an option. Let's do it. Let's get it done. Others are like, I'm not a big surgery fan. Let's try other methods.
Well, yeah.
You couldn't wait to get under the knife.
No, but I'm all for for certain things, hey, it's my back. Let's see if we can take some injections. Let's see. I'm all for, the needle and seeing if you can calm it down or whatever. But ultimately, when you understand you got to get back on the, field, and surgery is your quickest option to do that, then, I'll do that. The thing about, having your ankle scoped, even if it's just a flush out type of thing, where maybe you've got some bone chips or maybe you've got a couple of spurs they're going to take out, whatever, that to me is a pretty quick healing process. The issue is, like I said, going right back to work, if that issue, if your body is keep signaling, hey, I'm injured, let's keep trying to produce or let's keep trying to heal it, that's your body's response to an injury. So that ultimately it needs to be fixed, and then it needs to calm down for a while before. And again, this is me. I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you kind of the process that I've been through.
I've had 29 surgeries. I think you almost have a doctorate.
Yeah, close.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You always want to win. You're disappointed when you lose. The goal and the expectation is to win. Tonight was hard fought on both sides, right? They played well. We played well. They pitched well. We pitched well. It came down to, a couple at-bats late in the game. And they got us out at the end.
I don't know. When we came up with this song for Bud Black, it was when it was really bad. Like, really bad.
Yeah.
Like, we were having bets as to who would win more, the Avalanche win playoff games or the Rockies road wins for the entire season. Since then, the Rockies, they've battled. They've scrapped. They're 10 games under 500. They will not come close to losing 100 games, like so many of us thought. And they continue to play the Dodgers tough. Took the Dodgers to 10 innings last night before L.A. won on an Albert Pujols hit. But the Rockies definitely here with an opportunity to play the role of spoiler with the Dodgers. 97-54 and yet a game behind San Francisco. One of these teams, well, both of these teams are going to win over 100 games, and one will have to play in one of those dreaded one-game winner-take-all wildcard games when anything could happen.
I hate that system, by the way.
Well, you know what? Yes, I get it. But there was a time where one of these two teams would win 100 games and miss the playoffs entirely.
I know.
So it's better than nothing.
Everything you play is a series. Why would you have a one-game play-in? 2 out of 3.
So the season doesn't last till December.
take a week out of spring training, for crying out loud. Start earlier.
Okay. So start the games in late March in places where it'll be 34 degrees. Okay.
But, I mean, all right, take 10 games out of the season. I mean, come on.
Oh, Ben, listen to you players bitch and moan about that.
I'm just coming up with solutions.
Yeah, and none of them, just, and none of them work.
You're just... Okay, so we're going to play the World Series, you know, the October, what do we call that?
The Fall Classic.
The Fall Classic. We'll play in November when it's 34 degrees. Would you rather play early in the season at 34 degrees or late in the season at 34 degrees?
When you're trying to determine a champion? I'd rather be played when it's not 34 degrees and a wind chill down in the 20s.
Okay, well then, yeah.
Play the games. Then, if I'm going to play cold weather games, let's play them early.
Aha! Now he finally,
aha!
Finally,
you wore me down.
Yeah,
next for the morning brew.
Now brought up by Landeskog. In comes Landeskog for Soderberg. Transition.
On the eve of the start of Avalanche training camp, remember, they're getting back to their normal starting point for hockey and basketball. So that's why I see it is such a short offseason for the NHL and the NBA. But on the eve of the start of Avalanche training camp, Jared Bednar acknowledging that he is still very mad about what happened, angry about what happened in the playoff loss to Vegas, as are many of his players. What does that portend for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do about it now? Shouldn't you have been mad when it was going down? And
well, my immediate thought was, what did it mean when you guys lost to Jacksonville when you shouldn't have?
I'm mad.
Well, were you mad after losing to Jacksonville? Did it not serve as a catalytic event to two straight world championships? Why can't the loss to Vegas serve as the same kind of jumping off point?
No,
I don't say Vegas is better, because Vegas turned around and got brushed aside by Montreal of all teams.
Have you done what you need to do roster wise to patch holes, to fix the issues, to get a little bigger on the back end, to have a little bit more security at goal when you've got to have a guy that can bail you out?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you just plug and think that, hey, we're good enough, because good enough is just good enough to get you beat in critical situations?
Those will be the storylines for the season.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The guys they lost, did they replace them suitably and mainly in goal? Because
did you improve, did you improve your roster? Did you look at yourself critically and say, we've got a weakness here and that needs to get fixed? Because I know one thing, that's what happened after that 96 season. Said, hey, how are we going to get better?
Right.
What are we going to do to get better? And there were some subtle but significant changes on our roster that made a difference.
Well, over the next several months, we'll see if they and Joe Sakic did the right things. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Coming up, with all these injuries already on defense, is this still a potentially great defense, or do we need to lower our expectations? That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.